Sam Lucan first heard the news when she and her fellow worshippers at Temple B'nai Israel in Muskegon were getting ready to pray.
We're just about to say the Mourner's Kaddish, which is the prayer for the dead. And right before we were about to say that, the news came out and somebody got an alert on their phone, and we were able to pray for those people at that time, right before.
One of the common closing prayers for Mourner's Kaddish is Oseh Shalom. That is Joshua Davis, a local Jewish singer-songwriter best known for appearing on the show The Voice. In response to the shooting, he went on Instagram with his rendition of Oseh Shalom.
These are people first, and they're Jews second, in my mind. And there were people that are murdered in a church, and people that are murdered in a gay club, and people that are murdered in a school are the same people as people that were murdered in a synagogue.
For Diane Baum, a local Torah teacher, empathy is the appropriate response to tragedies like these.
Don't give way to fear, and don't think of retaliation. And divisions are always bad when we blame the other person or the other group for a particular action against our group. And I think that our society is way too divided as it is.
With standing room only, attendants gathered at Temple Emmanuel in Grand Rapids for their Friday evening service to remember and pray for the 11 lives lost.
Anti-Semite wanted to kill Jews. And he succeeded in taking the life of 11 of us. But what he did not succeed in doing is kill our spirits. We will continue to live Jewish lives in America, proud of who we are, proud of our values, proud of our heritage, proud of our traditions, and no anti-Semite is going to stop us.
That is Rabbi Michael Shattuck speaking to the congregation for the Shabbat service. Among those in attendance was Chief of the Grand Rapids Police Department, David Rahinsky, who is also a member of the Jewish community.
Looking at that neighborhood, Squirrel Hill in Pittsburgh, reminded me a little bit from the images that I saw of the neighborhood I grew up in Philadelphia. Coming from a Jewish perspective, I think there's been a concern amongst the Jewish community, the members that I speak to, regarding an uptick in anti-Semitism across the country. And it's troubling.
Chief Rahinsky says dialogue can help in minimizing apprehension from outsiders towards the Jewish community.
And I think anytime we can have dialogue to make people more comfortable to address some of these illogical hatreds and fears, I think we're in a better place.
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.